Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, Oregon, Penn State. It's finally here. Saturday coverage begins at noon here on 105.1 The Fan, the home of the Ducks. And here is the coach, Dan Lanning. How has your week been, coach?
It's been fun, man. It's gone fast, but it's been a lot of fun. It's been a good week.
Is it? I mean, I know you guys, it's, you know, faceless, nameless opponent. You know, you guys set the standard, but there's got to be a little extra juice in the building when you're getting ready to go and play in front of 100,000 people and nationally televised and, you know, top six matchup. This one's got an extra little pep, right?
You tell me these guys we're playing are pretty good, huh?
I think Mike Riley once told us when they were getting ready to play Ohio State, he said, I think we're playing the varsity this week.
Yeah, that's preseason's over, man. We get to go play a great team. And, yeah, these guys are really good. So we're certainly all pumped on our end for this opportunity. You want to play great teams, and this is a great one. We're about to play a really good group.
So last fall, Big Ten title game, we talked about Andy Kotelnicki, their offensive coordinator over there. He's been pretty simple so far. How much harder does that, compared to last year, at least it seems, how much harder does that make it to prepare for Penn State this year?
I don't know if you and I are watching the same games. this is one of the most complicated systems that you have to defend. They shift in motion. Right now, I think they're second in our league when it comes to shift in motions pre-snap. They change tempos unbelievably well. You know, they've got winners at each position group. So, no, I think he's one of the hardest to prepare for. Certainly a tough matchup, and does an unbelievable job of creating those.
How much do you go back and, you know, these first three games, and I know they're coming off a bye, what's kind of like, do you look at these three? Do you go back and look at the Big Ten title game? How much do you take from last year?
Yeah, you look at all of it. A lot of this team is returning, so yeah. You spend a lot of time on the three games so far this season, and then a lot of prep on, you know, our previous game, other games from them from past, you know, past time. You know, we're even watching KU film from when Andy was there at KU, and same thing with, you know, obviously Coach Knowles. You're watching Ohio State film. But you try to dig into all of it.
How difficult is it when you have a team that obviously wants to run the ball? They have two really good backs, but also have a 3.5-year starter there that can hit you with the play action. How difficult is that to decide, you know, do you go the heavy box? Do you stay in nickel? I mean, what kind of unique challenge does a true dual offense like this pose?
Yeah, it's tough, man. And they've always been able to create great balance. You know, obviously they had a lot of success running the ball on us last year, and you've got to pay attention to that. But, you know, they got a quarterback that's going to be playing the NFL too, and there's a reason. And they have, you know, good wideouts. They have, you know, good tight ends. And so it's not like you can just say, okay, we're just gonna play it this one way and we'll be good. They're a team that can beat you in multiple ways. So it's a fun challenge for sure.
Can you compare Drew Aller to someone? Does he remind you of anyone?
I would compare him to Drew Aller, right? Like, no, there's not. He's got a big arm, and he can make all the throws. He gets the ball. You know, again, he has weapons. I think you see they have trust him for the decisions that he's making. He's playing really clean football. So, no, I wouldn't compare him to anybody else but himself. Like, I think the part that he probably doesn't get enough credit for, you know, last year when he played us, he did an unbelievable job of being able to scramble at times with the ball. And, you know, when the routes were covered, he was able to take off, and we didn't do a great job of caging him in the pocket. You know, he's more athletic than people realize.
Yeah, I think you guys have something similar. It's weird when we live in this world of college football now where we get these, you know, these elite teams, you guys, Penn State, and you can win 41-7. Penn State can beat someone 59-0, and somehow they can get a narrative that it didn't look that good. Or is it weird that we nitpick early on, like you said, when maybe we're going against kind of some lesser competition?
I mean, I don't know what you guys would do if you didn't nitpick, right? I mean, it's talk radio. Yeah. Like, what would you guys talk? If everything looked great, what would you be talking about?
Glow-in-the-dark cleats?
Kind of part of it?
I don't know. We get mummy cleats. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess that's – you guys want to talk about that? I mean, like ultimately, like, you got to have something you can – that's your job, right? So, I mean, that's the way it works.
Yeah, we got to find something.
They're a good football – just so you guys know, this is a good team we're about to play. And you know what? We're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. That's what we've all been waiting for here. Now, this is Dan Lanning with us here, courtesy of Philbrook Law on the Fan. Jim Knowles is over there now, and he, of course, for those that don't know, he was at Ohio State last year. How has he changed what Penn State looks like on defense?
Well, he's one of the best in the business, man. I got an opportunity to meet Jim when I, you know, up for the Burroughs Award when I was back at Georgia. And was super impressed with the variety, the multitude of scheme that he carries. He does an unbelievable job, you know, consistently of changing pictures, changing looks, playing to his players' strengths. So he's carried a lot of the same scheme, some of a lot of the different variety that he had there at Ohio State. He's carrying that now at Penn State, and he's got good players to do it with.
You guys have played so many players here in these first, you know, handful of weeks. Get now into the meaty part and obviously bigger games. Does that depth chart kind of shrink a little bit and with carries and catches, or are we still in the idea of, man, you know, we're keeping our same rotations?
Well, for us, it truly is about strength and numbers. I mean, if we have more guys that can play winning football at a high level, that's a benefit for us. We're going to be fresh when we step on the field. I think we played over 66 players in every game so far this year. Will it look like that? Probably not. But are we going to be able to play, you know, a multitude of guys? I certainly hope so.
When do freshmen, and obviously for a lot of the guys that have gotten experience, at what point, or is it just individual in a field, do freshmen kind of stop being freshmen and it just, you kind of settle in and that kind of that rookie thing is over?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I mean, everybody's past different. And I think that's the important part for young players is to realize I've had the number one pick in the overall draft in Trayvon Walker, and he started his junior year, right? He ran down kickoff his freshman year. He played some limited snaps. And then, you know, I've had guys that start as freshmen and they weren't, you know, top four round draft picks. So everybody's path different. When you're ready, you step on the field, you go attack, and you go do the best that you can possibly do. But, you know, there is a piece of experience that you're like, okay, you don't get that until you go play games. And we've been fortunate to be able to have some young guys get the opportunity to play in games early in their career.
Do you have to maybe with the younger guys make sure that they're getting up for games? Obviously is one thing. You do a phenomenal job in a game like this. Do you have to maybe keep guys down a notch, hold them back a little bit?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. Like, I think everybody's going to naturally be up, and now hydration matters more. The ability to play with execution and not emotion is certainly a piece of this game because everybody wants to perform really well. So there's some validity to what you're saying there.
Have your coaching travels ever taken you to Happy Valley at any point?
No. I coached at Pitt when I was a GA. My very first stop, and I've driven through Happy Valley, but I've never coached there.
You mentioned you were creating chaos in practice to prepare for this in that environment. How specifically did you do that?
Yeah, just threw like a couple grenades and some pipe bombs and played some really loud music.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, we just yell and scream a bunch, you know, and try to be as loud as we possibly can.
Is this one of those, like with Wisconsin, you guys obviously the jump around and leaned into that. And I'm not asking you to give away the message, but I'm just guessing that maybe we're leaning into the whiteout thing here.
Yeah. I mean, we're attacking what we like. There's red light, green light things in this game, right? There's things you can control and things you can't, right? And the best way to eliminate a crowd that's going to be as awesome as Penn State is to play well. So that's really what we're focused on.
I think that's where my favorite quote that you've ever dropped, the cooking on your grill. Playing on the road is, you know, I know it's a challenge, but that, yeah. I mean, that's why you play.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, good luck at Penn State. Big game. Last I checked, they were pretty good.
Do you ever take a moment in an environment like this, or are you so locked in when you walk out on the field pregame and stuff? Do you take a moment to kind of take a look around and be like, dude, this is awesome. Like, this is great to be here.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And then you hope at the end of the game that you're like still excited that you get to be a part of it. Right. Like that's the key.
Anything new?
No, I mean, you just, like, there's no reason in the world that a dude from Richmond, Missouri that played at Williamsville College should get the opportunity to coach in a game like this. And, I'm certainly jacked about it.
That's amazing. Anything new on the pregame playlist that we need to know about?
Let me see here. I can pull it up on my phone real quick. I don't think there's anything new or refreshing. Oh, I do have Steely Dan pulled up right now, but that's not really dirty work. That's not really good pregame playlist. My newest addition to my game day playlist, going to the bottom here. Nothing really fresh.
What's on the type?
I mean, you got 25 Rod Wave. It looks like I need a refresher here. Like these are all from last year a little bit. Let Me See by Kodak Black.
Okay.
Nothing. I mean, I've been listening a lot recently. You know the movie Last of the Mohicans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unbelievable soundtrack. The song, like, The Kiss, Trevor Jones, like, that's, like, the theme, The Last of the Mohicans. Like, that, if that doesn't get your juices going, I don't know what does. You know?
Well, I think Steely Dan does.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't have to apologize. Yeah. There's never a bad time for Steely Dan.
No.
Well, I love Steely Dan, but I'm not going to listen to him in pregame. But I'm listening to some dirty work right now. I'm listening to some Steely Dan right now.
What made you pull that up specifically? Wanted to chill out?
Steely Dan?
Huh? Yeah,
Steely Dan. Whenever I hear Steely Dan, I think of my dad, and I think about, a lot of the music I like is probably because of what my dad listened to. So,
nice.
Steely Dan's good, man. I like Steely Dan.
But I like it. That's a definite mood shift from Steely Dan to like a nice battle chant from Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, different. You gotta have different songs for different moods. I mean, what do your guys' playlists look like? What do you have names for your playlist in your phone?
Well, it's I have different playlists. I like to do the shuffle, and I was joking because we came in to do the interview, and I was singing a song from Grease, like the soundtrack from Grease. And Rob was laughing at me, and
like
I said,
"Summer Lovin'."
No, I was doing the "Bang Bang," "Shang," that one. Like, "We Go Together."
I don't have that saved on any of my. I don't think any of my plays. Like, I got like the beach. I've got like fireworks. I've got game day. I've got golf. You know, like so. That, like,
oh, okay.
I got boat ride. Yeah. I got boat ride.
Oh, there you
like,
go.
Those are my playlist things. Yeah. I know, it's different for each one.
The shuffle's nice because, like, the song right before the Grease song was Ace of Spades by Motorhead. And I appreciate that DJ Ghost Steve Jobs from the grave is just DJing my mood. I'm driving in, getting excited with Motorhead, and then all of a sudden, boom, Grease downshift. I kind of like the adventure.
Yeah. Do you cue? Do you cue up what you want from the playlist, or do you just let the playlist go shuffle?
Depends on the day. Depends on the day. Like, if I'm intentionally listening to music, like, I'm gonna cue.
Yeah.
If I'm if the music's just background noise, I'm gonna roll. Yep. Let the playlist roll.
I think that's right. Well, I think we're prepared for Happy Valley. Yeah. Thank you, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Talk to you later. That's Dan Lanning here on The Fan, brought to you by Philbrook Law. Jace, can I read the best of the Philbrook Law taglines for you?
Please.
Other lawyers fight for clicks. Philbrook Law fights for wins.
Well, Philbrook Law,
accident and injury lawyers, your local law team.
And a hell of a golfer, by the way, that Matt Philbrook.
He is. Royal Oaks, right? Yeah. Good player.
Yeah.
It's got that big, tall golfer body.
I know.
Now, I got called out there. Mm. And in the post-game show next, I want to tell you where I got that Andy Kotelnicki has been pretty simple. For the first three games.
He dropped your
He was like, oh, we're not watching the same game. Yeah. No. I haven't watched Penn State a lick because they played nobody.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I got that question
coming
up next, and you tell me if he hasn't been simple.
All right. I'm going to listen to Grease in the break.
Because it came from James Franklin.
Oh. Well, it's not a bad source.
All right, the Dan Lanning postgame show is next.
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.